systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, August 3rd, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you so much for being with us for the Monday Night Show. This is episode number 227, if anyone is still keeping track of this shit. 23 more episodes till September 25th. If you guys want to come on down to our neck of the woods, we are having a live audience party, super party extravaganza. All that info is on thejamhole.com/forums. The venue will be announced shortly. If you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback type shit, we'll read it on the show. Or give us a call, 462-044-4687. What's that smell?
Got pee.
No, it's not. That smell is your vomit. It is your vomit all over the place. How many times have you puked since I've gotten... No, hold on. Excuse me. How many times have you puked since you woke up this morning?
I don't know.
More than five?
Yeah. Less I know I've brushed my teeth more than six times.
That's awful. So I want you guys to keep track. Every time she gets up, that means she's...
I think I'm okay while I'm sitting. I just got up and I felt all ugh again.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome, though. You totally threw up over the balcony.
How many times? It was like three times.
It was just straight water, though. It was like liquid.
Yeah.
I mean, vomit, it's liquid, but there was like
no
chunks at all.
You saw me in the bathroom earlier, and it was clear.
Yeah.
It's just water.
I was like, hey, I'll hold your hair back. Oh, wow, you hacked it all off. Never mind. It's fine. Fuck, dude.
What?
So we went fishing. She went fishing. You didn't even really end up fishing. Did some snorkeling up at McGregor Lake, where the fucking lobster-sized crawdads are.
It was nice out. I liked it out there.
It was beautiful up there. As soon as you got in the water, though, you're like, oh, my God, it's so cold. Oh, Jesus, fuck, it's cold.
And then what did I do?
And then I pushed you in.
You didn't push
me in.
And
you punched
me
in the face.
I got in all the way, and it was fine.
And you wore my mask.
Uh-huh.
But not the snorkel part.
No.
Why?
I don't know. It's just weird. Every time I've tried to snorkel before, I end up swallowing water. So I said, fuck it, I'll hold my breath.
I don't know how you guys snorkel in Florida, but around these parts, we like to keep the snorkel above water.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. What this enables it to do is actually suck air in. It's like a big straw. So when it's in the water and you try to breathe, yes, you will suck in water. But if you do it our way, the Montana way to snorkel, and actually keep it above water, you know what you suck in? Air.
Oh, that's a nifty trick. Maybe I should try that.
And bees sometimes.
That's creepy.
Fuck it, eh?
Hell fucking no.
It was kind of cool, though. I didn't think you'd get in the water at all.
I didn't think I would either, but I wanted to go in because I wanted to play with you.
It was chilly, though, especially once you got out. It was, like, windy as fuck. It was awesome. We're sitting there on the shore, and these two sailboats go by. And you can tell, like, they didn't really know what they were doing, and, like, the sail was up, and all of a sudden this wind fucking just picks up, and they're, like,
trying... They almost tipped over.
Yeah, they're trying to go this way. If you're on thejamhole.com/live, you'll know what I'm doing.
They're trying to go right.
And then all of a sudden the wind blows, and it starts spinning their boat, like, and they're all just, like, old rich fuckers, so they had no idea what the fuck they were doing, and all of a sudden the boat, like, starts dipping down, and I'm like, oh my god, dude, that's gonna totally tip over. This is awesome. Yeah.
And then it got up right and was normal again.
Yeah.
But then it looked like it was going to hit the other boat.
There was another boat coveted. I was like, oh, please fucking collide. Oh, please collide. But they didn't. But that would have been fucking cool.
It was cool to sit there and watch, though.
Yeah, they had no idea what they were doing. Or they did and they were just totally wasted. I don't know. But it was pretty cool. So, and then we came home, and we get home.
Next time we go out to McGregor, we need to get a bucket and fill it full of crawdads, because I want to eat some.
I had a bucket.
I want to try and eat them. I want to see how good they are. Because my dad says they're pretty good. My uncle says they're good. I've never had them, so.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that stuff, but.
But
yeah.
You can catch them.
Yeah, I can catch them.
Yeah.
What you do is get a little net bag, like a mesh bag, and you tie that to your shorts. So as you're swimming, the water goes through it, but they can't get out. And then, you see them. They're all over the place under rocks or on the other side of the dock. There's big traps that people set. And you just, like, go down and, like, snake them off the traps and shit. They're huge. They're almost, like, the size of lobsters. And a friend of mine was telling me that I don't know if it's not, probably not the world record, but the record for Montana of the biggest crawdad is up there at McGregor Lake. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, they got some biggins up there.
Yeah, Shazam says cook them like lobster, and that's what my dad told me.
You probably can.
Like, just do it just like lobster.
If they're big enough, that's in essence what they are. They're just a different species of lobster, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know the genetics of it, but I think they're pretty much the same.
Well, yeah, I bet they're probably something similar to, like, a paddle lobster. Like,
I mean, they're different color and shit.
Yeah.
They're not, like, that bright red, but they're pretty cool.
They are cool.
So then we get home, and in the foyer we have here, there's, like, a swamp cooler. If you follow the jamhole.com/Danny, D-A-N-N-I, you'll see a picture. Did you twit pick that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you'll see a picture of that. And that's our that's our AC, basically. And that feeds the whole upstairs foyer. And then, you know, we have to open our door and fan in all the cold air. And I'm standing there like a fucking retard, like opening and closing the door and shit, trying to get it cool in here. But we get home and it's hot as fuck. It, like, literally over 100 degrees, it felt like, and muggy and just disgusting. I'm like, what the fuck? Excuse my face. So I go and look at the swamp cooler. And it's on vent. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
Who's the
and
fucking...
And it's still making that loud noise.
Who's the asshole that fucking did that? So I fucking turn it on high AC, cool, where it fucking should have been. And it starts making this god-awful fucking... like, it sounded like it was gonna blow up. And I'm like, I was totally waiting for it because I'd never heard it do that before. And we've used that, you know, since I've been living here last summer and then this summer. And it's always worked just fine. And now it's making this sound like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. So we're just like, the fuck do we do? It's like 110 degrees in our apartment. It's like 100 degrees in the foyer because, you know, we have all this electronic shit and it makes some fucking heat. Like, I'm getting pretty hot right now just talking about
yeah.
it. But so we go down because, you know, the neighbor downstairs is the new maintenance guy, I guess. He doesn't pay rent because he fixes shit and does the lawn and whatever. And he's like,
yeah, but the funny thing is, wait, he brings over his two friends to do the lawn. That's what those two people are here for a lot of the times, is they come over and fucking weed
and
mow.
I need work on the back
of
this truck.
Yeah, Mike and Cassie.
Yeah, the one that used to live here.
Yeah, the guys that show me the new fishing spot.
Yeah, yeah. And that was a long time ago, if you guys remember. There was a story when me and Matt were doing the show of the fat drunk chick that was downstairs crying.
She's
that's
totally
her, isn't
drunk.
It?
She's a total alcoholic.
Oh, for sure. They both are. And that's
They're cool, though. They're fun to talk to.
Yeah, alcoholics are great. And that's why they probably have a sign on their truck that says, need work, because I'm a fucking raging alcoholic.
Yeah, they're all right, though. But aside from being an alcoholic, I mean, they're pretty cool.
But so the AC thing is making this noise. I'm like, God, we have to have it on, but this noise is driving me fucking crazy. It's, like, worse than the brown note, minus me shitting my pants. Like, it's so awful. I should have recorded the sound just so you guys could hear it.
I know, right?
So, it was making me mad. Like, I was
You should
getting,
have seen me all day today, Matt.
I bet. So we go down and get him, and he comes up, and he looks, and he's like, oh, just need some oil. And if you open the thing, it's all it is. There's water in the bottom, and there's this straw-like shit that's on all sides of it. And the water drips down into that. And then there's a motor with a belt that's hooked on a wheel that's connected to these big blades. And the motor turns the belt, which makes the blades move, and that is right next to the water, and somehow that cools the fucking place. And it works really well when it works. So,
the shaft, the axle, you could call it.
Balls and shaft!
That's connected to the wheel, the big wheel that turns the blades and stuff, has an axle that goes all the way through to the other side with the other wheel. Well, the connecting piece between the axle and the wheel, it's got bearings in it or whatever. It's just like a CV or a U-joint or whatever. It has a little port on the side that you can put oil or grease in or whatever. And our neighbor did that.
Yeah, there's a little port on each side of it to put the oil in.
Right.
And there was no oil in it, apparently. It was bone fucking dry. So he does that, and I fire it back up, and it's all good. So now we're trying to cool the fucking apartment down, and I'm standing there with the door, and I got the fan there so I can open the door.
I'm just standing in front of the fucking air.
She's
air
in front
thing.
Of the AC, and I'm like opening and closing the door, like, you know, if you take a shower and it's really hot, you'll, like, open and close the bathroom door to get some of that heat out.
Fanning it in, basically.
Yeah, I was doing that for, like, fucking 20 minutes, just sitting there like a retard, like, opening and closing the fucking door.
Started making faces at each other as you're opening and closing it.
So everything's cool, and we go to bed. We watch a few movies, which we'll mention after this. And then we wake up, and everything's cool all day Saturday. Or was it Sunday? All day Sunday.
Sunday.
Because Saturday, yeah, we went to the lake, got back, it started doing that. And then all day Sunday till about 4:30, and it starts again. And I'm like,
louder than ever.
Oh. And I'm like, good, just fucking blow up. Just do it. Just fucking explode. I don't care anymore. I'm so mad. I don't know what to equate it to. Children crying, maybe?
Maybe.
Would you rather hear children cry?
No.
At least the children, you can smack them in the mouth and they'll shut up. I smacked the shit out of that thing and it kept going. Maybe even louder. Maybe. I don't know. So we fucking, every time it did that, we'd go downstairs. And one of the times you did it.
Yeah.
And what happened?
So this is great.
Let me preface this by saying, a while ago, I told you guys about how in our bedroom at night, you can hear the TV on, right? And every now and then, you'll hear porn playing, right? So, no big deal. That's at night, doors closed, you know.
Doing your own thing,
whatever. Your thing, right. Okay, so you go down there.
I go downstairs, and he's got the regular door open and the screen door shut, and he's laying on the couch.
So door's wide open.
Door's wide open. I can see right in. He's got porn playing. And he's hard of hearing, which is kind of funny. So I knock on the door, and he doesn't hear me at first, and then I notice the porn.
Which is weird, because this is the same guy, or maybe it was the other guy, Mike, that lived down there with him for a while. The alcoholic. But, I mean, I guess they're both alcoholics. But, because remember, a long time ago, I mentioned about how he came up here and was bitching because he could hear me walking. And I was like, you know, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Teleport? I don't know how to do that yet. Like, so maybe, I don't see, maybe he can hear, like, lower tone. I don't know. But, yeah, he's fucking deaf pretty much.
Yeah, and I knock on the door the first time, and he doesn't hear me, and that's when I kind of look, and I notice the porn, and I'm like, you know, and I kind of, like, duck around the corner a little bit, so it'll make it look like I haven't looked in the room yet.
Was he jerking it?
No, I don't know. He was just laying on the couch.
Just, like, because porn,
All I could see was his head and his feet. That's it.
Porn isn't something that I'm going to, like, sit down and get some food and, like, actually watch. You know, porn is something that I'm, like, fast-forwarding through.
Yeah.
To jerk it real quick, and then I'm done, and I turn it off. I watch maybe, you know, 5, 10, 20 minutes of porn.
Unless
at
it's
one
hentai, because then I want to watch the whole thing because it's funny.
Well, right. But I'm saying, like, normal fucking porn.
Yeah. But so I go around the corner kind of like to where my body's on the other side of the door so you can't see it, but I'm knocking on the door so I'll make it look like I haven't looked in your room yet. So I finally knock on a little louder, and he hears me, and he's like, oh, and, like, jumps up and gets in front of the TV, and he's like, what's going on? I'm like, the thing's doing the thing again.
Which is weird, because you would think, like, this thing, when it's making that noise, like, it's shaking the whole fucking place. So I'm surprised, if he doesn't hear it, I'm surprised he doesn't feel the vibrations, because, you know, it's moving and shit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fucking
awful.
But
he comes up and he oils it again. And
what was his saying? He had a saying, oil. Something.
It's amazing what a little bit of oil can do.
He said that the first time, and then he comes again, up the next day, and he said it twice, and then he comes up. Like, this happens the rest of the evening. He oils it. It's good for, like, an hour, and then we hear it again. We're like, fuck. So we go downstairs. We're like, nah, come oil the thing. Like, just leave the fucking oil can out, and I'll fucking do it myself. I know where it's at now. And I forgot to mention, like, the first time when we first got home from the lake, I turned it on AC cool, and it wasn't, like, turning on. And the belt was all fucked up. So he had to, like, you know, fix that, and that was good, and that made the noise, and then he oiled it. And then it was good the rest of the night and most of the next day. And then, you know, the next day. And now it's doing it more and more. And so I come...
Like, the first time he oiled it, it lasted a day and a half. The second time he oiled it, it was all right for a while. And then we oiled it again last night, and it was good all night until about 9 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, so I get up and I go to work, and it's on, and everything's cool. It's not making noise. And I was up in Lakeside today, so I came back to drop off your fishing pole and shit that you left in my truck. Because I couldn't deliver shit with that stuff in there.
Sorry.
So no, and that's fine. I was going this way anyway. So I drop it off, and as I pull in, I hear it. And I'm like, oh, motherfuck. And I wanted to just come up and, like, I was so mad. I just wanted to, like, push it over. Like, like a kid just picking on you, and you get so mad you just want to push him. Like, that's what I felt like. I heard it, and I was like, fucking push! And but I know that, you know, that's not going to accomplish anything. I mean, I'll feel better for a minute, because I can just turn it off and it'll stop doing that, but then it will also stop cooling.
Yeah,
so I can deal with the noise and be cool, or I can be
hot,
totally hot.
And
either way, I'm annoyed as fuck.
Yeah.
And so I come here and I hear it, and I come in the house and you're up and you're not happy at all. So how long?
I had been up since like a half hour after you left because of that noise.
And it was doing that all day.
All day.
I left here
long.
It was doing it. And when I got home from work, it was still doing it. And it probably didn't stop, did it? And you can't really hear it when the doors close.
No, you can.
But you can a little bit. But when the doors open, holy fuck.
See, I went out there like...
Oh, I just... I want to kill it, but it's not living.
I went out at least 20 different times to, like, turn it from low to high to low, to vent, to whatever, to off, to on, blah, 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 just to make it stop for a little bit.
It's so annoying.
It's like, I ended up getting this wicked fucking headache, and then that's when I started throwing up. And I, you know...
You should sue.
It hurts my fucking head, and, like, I threw up my fucking taquitos I have for breakfast.
And those were the last chicken taquitos.
I know. And now I can't stop throwing up.
And Friday, after the show Friday, we went and did some shopping, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
And we set a limit. We're like, all right, I got paid, but I had to pay rent. We had, like, a $300 fucking phone bill because of her new phone she got and all that shit, and that's fine.
So that's
I'm
so
like,
cute. We had a phone bill.
I know. Aww. We have a fucking...
We.
Please.
Aw, how cute.
Shazam says maybe it was the chicken taquitos. But
no, because see, I ate those the night before.
We
and
eat
it
those,
was totally fine.
We're a big fan of those things. Those and then the little bit of ketchup as a base, and then the Worcestershire sauce, and then the A1. Oh, so amazing. And then you eat them with ranch. But so we set a $100 limit for shopping, which now... This, because I know how much I have in my account, and any more than that, and we're going to be effed. So, I'm like, this enables us now to be more conscious about what we're buying. We're not just throwing shit in the cart. We're like, okay, how much is this?
I don't
like,
know, towards the end you started doing that, though.
Well, because, so, I'm adding things up, and I'm estimating high, you know, I'm rounding up, so I know that if I mess up a little bit, we're still going to be good. So, towards the end of what we got, it was only around, like, 80 96. Bucks or 90-something. Well, it was 96 total.
Yeah.
But, so, towards the end, yeah, I was like, all right, well, we have, you know, 20 extra dollars. So, I'm like, I want this, I want that, I want this. MDS says, a swamp cooler is the biggest piece of redneck engineering I've ever seen. It's amazing they last a week without falling apart. And that's awesome because this one has been around for about 30 years.
No. He says it's only a couple years old.
No,
he goes
it's
through...
old. He's only had it for a couple years.
Oh.
Maybe, but that's not right because...
He says that he runs through one at least once every three, four years.
And, but the guy downstairs was saying, you know, you keep them, you take care of them, they'll last forever, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so simple. It works like a radiator, and there's, the parts are very simple. If anything, the motor burns out, and then you just get a new one. But, I don't know. It's a big piece of shit now. And, like, right now, it's working great because he put more oil in it. Which,
yeah.
And so I told, sorry, to go back to that, I told the landlord, like, it needs a new belt because the other belt is getting shredded, which is why he had to move the motor a little bit so it would tighten the belt so it would even run the fan.
Yeah.
And then I was like, the bearings, the rod and the bearings need to be taken apart and greased. And he's like, well, I'm going to get a new motor and a new pump. I'm like, did you?
That has nothing to do with that, with what I just said.
Did you just hear what I fucking said? The pump is pumping water just fine. The motor is spinning just fine. It needs a new belt, and it needs the shit re-grease. He's like, okay, well, call the fucking guy downstairs, and he'll take care of it. And he's like, and I'll get a new fucking pump and new motor. I'm like, you know what? I don't care. Do it.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? You're a fucking idiot. You're a slumlord. And that's what the guy downstairs says. He's like, the landlord's kind of cheap. He's a slumlord. I'm like, yeah, no shit. Is that why fucking three of the four burners on our stove don't work? And why the molding in the bathroom is all effed? And why there's no fucking water pressure or hot water very often?
Right.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Fucking asshole. Is that why when I go to the soda machine and click Dr. Pepper, I get Diet Pepsi?
Yes.
I know they both say DP, but you motherfuck.
Red Foxes, call capital Z.
I know. We might fucking need to.
But we didn't sign a lease, though. That's the thing.
I know. Like, I've signed nothing here. I don't live
that
here.
That would entitle you to be able to sue him, but...
But you can't... No court is going to be like... Like, what are you going to sue him for? I mean, there's... I don't know. And he's nice, and that's why I feel I hate bugging him, because he is a nice guy, and it's really cheap, and there's no, I didn't pay deposits or anything like that. Like, I didn't sign a lease or anything, you know, so I don't know. It's silly. But I just fix the thing or give us our own AC unit, and I'll be cool.
Yeah.
Literally. So, we go shopping, and one of the things I see is a lemon meringue pie. 9-inch. Lemon meringue pie.
Jesus,
I
fuck.
I am a fan.
We were looking for cheesecake.
Right, but they did not have it. They had lemon meringue pie. If lemon meringue pie
cheesecake
had a Facebook page, I would be a fan of it. I really enjoy it. You, not so much. You don't like the tartness of it.
No, I'm not big on lemony mush.
So
stuff.
I got you a slice of, what was that?
Carrot cake.
Carrot cake. And I got a whole lemon meringue pie. Which is... I hate going shopping on a Friday because that means Saturday and Sunday I'm chilling all day, which means I'm probably going to eat food all day. And this is what I told you. I hate buying this kind of stuff. I hate shopping at all.
Don't get the pie.
I couldn't help it. It was so good.
Well, then it's not my fault.
No, but it's your fault that I have to go food shopping, period. I was happy eating cheese steaks and fucking pizzas and raviolis and shit from Anna's, you know, every day for free.
You can't eat like that all the time.
I was. I did for a good year and a half before I met you.
Well, I can't.
Well, I know that, and that's what I'm saying. Now that you're here, we have to do the homemaker thing and go shopping and all that, and that's fun, whatever. But you see now what happens. I ate that whole lemon meringue pie. I ate the last of it yesterday. Whole 9-inch pie to myself. I ate some of it that night. I didn't wake up in the middle of the night like I usually do and eat, which is weird. But I woke up, you know, at like 10 a.m., and I ate some more of it. And then that night, I ate some more of it. And then that morning, I did wake up at about, I think it was 7 in the morning. And I'm like, man, I'm going to finish that fucker off. And I fucking did. And I'm really looking forward to pooping that out. Really looking forward
to it.
That's
disgusting.
Yeah. It was good. It was good. And all it is, you know, it's just fucking, what is that meringue shit made out of? Egg whites?
What, the top?
Yeah, the top part.
Yeah, it's all egg whites.
It's just egg whites.
It's just egg whites and
fat
sugar.
Fat free?
Sugar and egg whites, that's all it is.
So, totally fat free, right?
No.
No? Actually, quite fattening.
Yes.
And what did you made a comment to me that I was getting a little fat just over the weekend.
I was just kidding.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Because I was feeling bad. I was like looking at myself this morning. I'm like, man, I did put on some weight just in this weekend. You fucked with my head. You got up in my head and I was like, I was feeling my stomach. I'm like, man, I put on like 10 pounds this weekend. That's that fucking 9-inch pie. Fuck.
We need to have a scale in the house.
We don't. We need to have one, though, huh?
Yeah, we should have a scale.
So that's why I don't buy stuff like that.
You've always been a little chubby.
Well, right, and I used to be really fat, and when I was a kid, I told you guys the story about how if my parents had cake or cookies or anything sweet like that, I would fucking wake up in the middle of the night, and I'd go there, and I'd eat the cake, or I'd take the cookies back to my bed, and I'd wake up with, like, half-chewed-up cookie in my mouth, and, like, chocolate chips laying on me in the bed and everything, and then my parents would be like, who ate the thing? I'm like, not me, and then they'd be like, well, now you're lying, and now you're in super more trouble. I'm like, God damn it. But now I'm, you know, an adult for the most part. I can do that kind of shit here, but you can see if I didn't have this job where I burn all this shit moving water all day, I would turn into a little fat fuck again.
Well, that's why we kind of got stuff that you can't just randomly eat this time.
Except for the pie and the bagelfuls.
Yeah, so.
And the ice cream. No, we didn't get ice cream. No. We got pie.
Yeah. So, I mean, we got mostly stuff that you have to actually cook.
Shazab says, egg whites are fat-free, but sugar has a lot of calories, and the crust is made with fat. Matt's got some serious food issues. Poor little fat kid is looking for love in his food. I'm not looking for love. I just like eating food. And I haven't even been smoking weed. Until I finish paying off this couch, I haven't bought any weed, anything. I haven't bought shit except for, you know, food and our bills. I've been good.
And it's good that we're buying food and eating at home because, I mean, you don't want to keep bugging Anna's all the time.
Well,
you don't want to.
I don't look at it as, it's time for the jam hole, so my phone says.
Hey. That's
what?
The second time.
It's not a text
message. You didn't
message.
Put it on silent.
Suck my nuts. Give me that.
What's going on?
It's time for the jam hole.
What's this?
It says jam hole, 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Turn your phone off.
Is your phone off?
Yes.
Or does no one call you? I'm sorry.
Actually, it's not off.
That's right. Oh, Miss Hypocrite.
But it did go
fuck.
Off.
Fuck.
Oh, I think
oh yeah, my whatever.
Ugh.
I'm sorry. Okay. Ugh. You about ready to puke?
I might.
All right, guys. She's about to go throw up again.
Give me a little bit. I'm okay for now, I think. You can, like, hear it in my voice. It's so wonderful.
Danny's gonna go throw up, so, are you cool? Okay. Fight it. Fight it, girl. I told her I would put a bucket there that she could puke into, but she said she could make it to the bathroom. And I told her it wasn't, you know, for that. It was so we could all watch, but whatevs. So, basically, I can't help myself if there's shit like that in the house. I can't stop eating. So, we
I'm
had
sorry.
A little... What?
I'm sorry that I make you bring food into the house.
It's okay. I'm cool.
You like it, though, because
I fucking love it!
Like, I can make stuff for you, and...
Well, that part's good. I just need to not buy things that I can just eat.
Randomly eat.
And that I wake up and I'm like, oh, man, I need to eat this so bad.
Yeah.
It's great.
See, Shazam says, you're adults. You should have food in your home.
Well,
and that's what I tried to tell him before.
When it was just me, I didn't need food in the house because I would just go eat at Anna's for free and I'd save money. See? But...
It's better for you to eat at home anyway.
Well, whatever.
It's healthier and stuff.
Shazam says, it's not her fault you're compulsive, Matt. I've been like this way before I met you, dear.
Yeah, that's true. You are very compulsive, and I'm not, so.
Well, whatever.
Both with my food.
As long as it's not cocaine, you fucking crack whore.
Don't talk about cocaine that way.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Oh.
And the white slut who wants to do cocaine right now. Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I think, well, okay.
Yeah, that'd make you feel better. Hey.
Cocaine cures everything.
Ask me why you're so fucked up. Because you did dumb drugs, and a lot of them. But still not as much as me, and I'm all good.
Yeah, shut up. You
I'm
did,
fine.
You have no room to talk when I'm comes to dumb
Burger
drugs.
Raises his hand.
See?
Ah, shit. If
cocaine's
I'd,
a hell of a drug.
If I had
Everybody
some needles,
likes it.
If I had some needles, I'd do some too. Fuck it.
Yeah, cocaine's a wonderful drug.
So we
and
had,
you're not sick when you're doing it either. Everything goes away. You feel great.
Yeah, just like that. It saves
Until
itself.
Until you come down.
So we had a little sex this weekend, and I noticed something, because we have this fan in our doorway, and I'm really glad that men, or me personally, I guess at least, that we don't walk around with boners all the time, because that could get very dangerous. Now, it was dark, and I got up to go get us something to wipe her off with because she still isn't trained in the ways of taking it in the mouth like a real woman would do or a real man, whatever.
What?
And so I know the fan is there. I can see the lights, but my depth perception is not very cool. And I'm lucky. I'm very lucky that the fan isn't the kind with the blade spinning with holes big enough for my dick to go into, because I bumped right into it with my dick, and I was like, oh!
Did you get chills just from that?
Oh, it did, because, like, right before my eyes, my dick's life flashed, and I was like, whoa, that was almost really messy. Like, it's hard, and that's the problem. It was so hard, and it just, like, walking around. So I try and, like, navigate around the fan that I almost shoved my dick into, and I bang it against the wall, and I'm like, fuck!
I didn't hear you out there doing that.
No, I was quiet about it, but I just, like, I rammed into it, and I was like, if I'm not bumping it into shit or almost getting it cut off by the fan, I'm getting it caught in my zipper. Like...
Were you just not meant to have a penis?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you were supposed to have the cock. I don't fucking know.
Jesus, fuck.
I just want to mention that it's very hard to navigate while you have a boner. And if we had hard-ons all the time, like, life would be totally different. I don't know. Instead of, like, child safety things, you'd have, like, dick safety things. You wouldn't, like... the things over the fucking outlets and shit, if you had a little, you know, outlet-shaped penis or whatever, but...
What?
I guess if it was shaped like an outlet, there'd be a reason for it, right? Evolution?
Right.
Yeah, okay. So, I just wanted to mention that. Like, if you walk around with a hard-on and it's dark and you have a fan in the house...
Be careful.
Make sure it's one like that. Because I did, I felt the fucking thing on the front of it, and I was like, woo! That was close. So... Before we... Oh, shit, on my face and call me Burger. Fuck. Guess whose birthday it is today?
Zach the Fellas.
Happy birthday to you. You're in jail like a...
Taking it in the poo.
Taking it in the poo. Oh, man.
He is 22 today?
22 now. And how awesome is his life?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Enjoying jail?
I believe he is.
Has he been Twittering?
No.
No?
The last Twitter was going to the lake.
And that was a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
With that chick.
Yeah. With the... Oh, that's fun. I just wanted to mention that. Happy birthday, Zach. I hope the next 22 years are more prosperous than your last. MDS says, my brother-in-law shot himself in the head this weekend. Huh. Well, that sucks. I mean, is that good or does that suck? I don't know.
I don't know.
Usually people are like, oh, I fucking hate my in-laws. It's like, this guy's like, hey, I'll do you a solid. And then that's it.
Yeah.
So we got this thing sent to us by 26. And rather than me read it, I would like to invite to the show here my alter ego, Emily.
Emily?
Emily.
You named your alter ego Emily?
I didn't name her. That was her name. I asked her. I'm like, what's your name? She's like, Emily.
Well, that's a bitchy ass name. I hated Emily's growing up.
I saw your site. I had an abortion. I'm really scared. I'm so scared. As soon as I have enough money, when I can get a job, I want to buy a gun and use it. It's a good thing Emily doesn't know I have a gun that
use
she
it
could
on
just
what?
Use. On her baby or her head?
Her aborted fetus, maybe?
I'm going to hell anyway. You don't understand. All my life I've known how beautiful I am to be a woman. My purpose of life, to bring life in this world like God asked of Adam and Eve. But I had an abusive boyfriend. I mean, join the club, right? Who hasn't had an abusive boyfriend? You're a liar.
No, I'm not.
You're the abusive one, then.
Yeah.
You bitch.
I make sure my ass don't get hit.
Verbally, I mean. Who turned out to be 34. He told me he was 24. You should have carded him, Emily. I know. And I hate myself for giving in because of his mean words. When mean words make you give in... Like, oh, baby, you stupid fucking slut! Oh, yeah, oh, fuck me. Oh, she's gonna go puke. Are you gonna go... Oh! It sounded like she turned the shower on. That's wicked. All right, anyway, I'm not gonna read... I can't read this whole thing in my girl voice. 26 is out of his fucking mind. He's like, here, read this fucking 3-page thing in your girl voice. It'll be funny. Okay. Please tell me what makes a person give up on beliefs because of fear. I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't touch drugs, I don't hang around in clubs. I've always loved God and thought I was good and different. I'm only 20. Maybe that's your problem. Maybe you should have done drugs, and that wouldn't have happened. I mean, or ask God. God would have helped you, right? No one can hear you, whore. Stop puking up. Shit. Stuff. I used to model when he met me, but now I can't do anything. It has almost been over 5 months, I realize. I lost track of time because it feels like yesterday. Time flies when you have a fetus developing in your womb. So I hear. I constantly think of killing myself, and I don't want to be told to stop. I just want to know I can still go to heaven. Well, I hate to be the one to burst your bubble, but supposedly, allegedly, that can't happen. Because, see, you kill yourself, and that's a sin, right? So you're dead, which means you can't say you're sorry, which apparently makes it all okay, and then you get to go to heaven. But if you kill yourself, thus committing a sin, and then you're dead, so you can't say you're sorry for it, you go right to hell. So, tough luck with that.
MDS says, I actually saw her do that pre-puke throat thing. Thanks.
That means he's watching your camera a little too closely there.
Yes, Burger, I feel better, thanks.
Actually, a lot of me wants to go to hell. Well, then what the fuck's the problem? Apparently not enough. Fucking pussy. If I could just go to heaven for 5 seconds, just 5 seconds to see my baby's face and to see God's face to say I'm sorry, I would happily jump into hell, and I mean that. I don't think it works that way. Hey, can I get into heaven for just like 5 minutes? No, just 5 seconds, I promise. And then, like, apologize and be like, ha, gotcha, I repented. Now let me in. Yeah, doesn't work that way. I want to be punished so bad. Ooh. She needs that nine-tail fox whip we got.
Got it.
Thank you, erototoys.com. I want to be in jail. I just finished reading about lethal injection, and I deserve that. That's a pussy thing to do. You don't deserve, like, oh, I deserve to be shot up with something that'll make me go to sleep. Like, oh, that you're such a fucking... No, if anything, you deserve the chair. You and your baby. What do you think would happen if a pregnant chick got the electric chair?
That'd be super cool.
Super cool. That's why I love
baby
you.
Baby would come out like...
Oh, baby back ribs. Uh-huh. That's why I love you, baby.
Come out all electrified super and shit, cool. Glowing and stuff.
What society do we live in that I legally cannot...
Wait.
Pardon?
Get an ultrasound while she's getting fucking electrocuted so you can see her and the baby at the same time going...
In theory, that would be cool, but I think the electrical current would totally F the ultrasound.
Probably.
It'd just
but
be
it'd
like...
But it'd still be cool if you could see the baby static. And her both shaking like shit. That'd be
oh,
cool.
Yeah. Is that like the epitome of shaken baby syndrome? Prenatal style?
Oh, God.
I want to donate my heart, but I can't. Right, I cannot donate my heart. I tried, but I what? Can kill my unborn child.
Why can't she donate her heart?
Because she's stupid. I don't know. They're like, yeah, we don't want that. We'll take your T cells, though, or your stem cells, T cells.
Right.
What, do you have AIDS? When I watched that sniper on TV, all I could think about is if he stopped when they were looking for him and truly felt remorse, no one would offer him counseling like they do for me, because what he did is deemed illegal. What I did is deemed legal, so I get offered help. You had an abortion because you got knocked up by a 34-year-old who said he was 24, and you're 20 and totally not ready, you fucking idiot. Ugh. Ask me why I hate people.
Well, if she feels so fucking bad about it, why'd she get the abortion in the first place? If she knew this was going to make her feel like this, then don't do it and give it up for adoption, for fuck's sakes. I mean, if it's going to kill you...
That's right.
You know?
Stupid.
I would have the abortion because
you're
if
stupid.
I did have the kid, then it would make me feel like a fuck, you know, feel like that for the rest of my life.
Right.
I'd be
You'd
like,
always
look at my
wonder,
body.
Like, how awesome would my life be if I didn't have that kid? It'd be pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But I do now, and it sucks, because I'm on welfare.
You just don't do things that you know are going to fucking make you feel
That's
like shit.
That's why she did it. But it's the religious thing. That's the only reason she feels bad, is because of religion. Poor bitch. They even sent me to a mental hospital for a suicide attempt. Oh, maybe that's why. Because she's totally nuts. Yeah. I don't want help. Why should I have things handed to me for killing? Murder is murder. There's no justification for it. Well, 26, why do you troll sites like this?
Because he's a kid. I don't know.
Is that it? Please tell me, why did I let this happen? Well, we just did. I mean, did he hurt me or scare me so bad I lost all rationale? He told me, remember, you just found out I'm 34 and have two kids. What does that tell you?
Oh.
That you're a scumbag and you cheated on your wife?
Right.
You don't know who I really am and what I am capable of doing to you. I am warning you. I will make your life miserable. I am warning you. If you keep this baby, I will be really pissed. Maybe that's why she had the abortion. Red Fox says he's emo and attracted to those kinds of girls. I think he's got the hots for this chick. Absolutely. That's funny. I am warning you, I don't want a fucking kid by you. You are the only mother in your head. That's awesome. He totally scared her into an abortion, like hardcore. Sir, he was so mean to me. I was so scared, but I still don't understand how it happened. I never thought, okay, if I had an abortion, it would be better because, no, I never thought that. I knew there was always a way. So why, please tell me, help me understand. Why did this happen? If I never wanted it, why did it happen? Why can't I remember? Whoa. He told me I could still be his girlfriend if I did it, and he'd be there to help me through it.
Right.
He lied. Of course he did. As soon as the baby died, he'd be there to... Or as soon as the baby died, he'd sung a song and ordered a pizza.
Nice.
Was it like, happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy,
joy.
That was their butt cheeks shaking together. I love that. Shazam says he slipped her GHB. That's why she can't remember.
Nice.
Oh, fuck. That's awesome that, you know, this kind of shit happens, and even more so that this
There's
gets
people
posted
dumb enough
on the internet. Why can't I remember? He told me pizza. I fell to the ground in the fetal position and cried loud, and he looked at me on the floor and told me to shut the fuck up or
nice.
Get the fuck out of my house.
Awesome.
Hey, you're going to wake my wife up. What? Wow. If you can't keep it down, and sir, it makes me sick to even imagine for a second. What if I did it because I love him? Because he said he'd be there. If you knew, did
if he's treating you like total shit, he doesn't love you.
He has a wife. Hello.
And two kids.
And two other kids.
He doesn't love you.
He couldn't convince her to have the abortion, so he's like, well, I mean,
it'd be harder with this one.
When in Rome. He doesn't know it, but I found his resume. I found out he did a psychology course in university. Could he have brainwashed me? No, you're just that
dumb. You're an idiot.
How do I repent if I don't remember, if I don't understand how or why I let this happen? Why do people do things in fear that they don't want to do? He hurt me so bad what I was carrying. I lost the baby June 20th this past summer. I will never know if he was a boy or if she was a girl or if I had twins. If he was a boy, I wanted him to be named Essence Joyce. If a girl, Katana Joyce.
I'm glad you didn't have kids.
I know. That right there. If you are going to name your kid Essence.
Or Katana.
Or Katana. Like the blade.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're, wow, have that abortion. Here's a coupon. Why do people do things in fear? I already read that. Why do people read the same sentence over again? Can you please tell God I love him, her, them, whatever it is? You want to handle that? Hey, can you give God a message?
Sure.
Red Fox
That's
says,
20 bucks, though.
Red Fox says, is this Madonna? Perhaps. I took pregnancy vitamins when I had that baby. I took bubble baths and rubbed my belly and spoke to my baby. I felt beautiful. I knew why God put me here. To reproduce. Is that
what
they think?
That's not why God put you here.
Do
that's
people
what everyone
think
thinks, that we're put here for one single purpose.
To just
and that's
reproduce?
To make, yeah, they, that's what they think, and it's not true. We're here to, you know,
God put me here
race.
To, if God put me here to reproduce, I'm going to reproduce the fuck out of this twat. I'm going to do it all.
I mean, don't you think that we're here to, like, make advancements in our lives, in our humanity and stuff, and
I
go
think
forth and
we're
live
here to
life
die.
And be happy?
We're here to die, that's
that
all.
That too, but still.
We're here to unlock the secrets of the universe. We're here to abolish religion. I can't explain how beautiful I felt. I'm a horrible, horrible monster. There is no difference from me than the sniper. I am scum of society, and I deserve hell. I have no one to talk to. I'm sorry I'm babbling away. I don't know if you are reading this. I didn't even sleep yet, and it's 11:11 a.m. Well, no, I lied. I had about 2 hours. I have antidepressants and tranquilizers just to try to cope. Wow. Did you get
those
from the abortion clinic? My child's father is nowhere to be found. Well, no fucking shit, crazy. Changed his home number and supposedly doesn't work at his old work. Well, if you had some, like, if I cheated on you, me and you are married, we got two kids. I cheated on you and knocked up this 20-year-old. We're in our late 30s, 34, you're 39. Okay. Almost 40. You're pushing 40, babe. You're getting old.
You're pushing 30 now. Shut
well,
up.
Well, right. But hypothetically, like, if I knew this crazy, well, initially, I would not give crazy my phone home phone number.
Right.
I'd be like, here's my pager number.
Like, I wouldn't know.
Hey, here's my email address. Don't ever MySpace me.
So I wouldn't know about it.
But so then, apparently he did. And then she's like, why did he change his number? Because his wife would find out?
Right.
You crazy, nutty
I'd hunt her
bitch.
Down and kill her.
Fuck.
That's
get into
me.
Some slaughter shit.
Yeah.
won't take my calls, left me the second I did what he wanted me to do, the abortion. Well, he just wanted to make sure you'd follow through with it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's like, all right, she got it done, I'm out. He says, I'm uneducated and unemployed, and I have nothing to offer. You're 20. What did you expect? And this isn't just one letter. Say, times this by 10,000 at least.
Yeah.
And this happens every day, I'm sure. And that sucks for the rest of us that aren't, you know, knocked up sluts. He laughed at me. He put mean songs on his phone to publicly disgrace me after I lost the baby. He says I'm a psycho because I fell to the floor after I lost my baby and cried. You didn't lose it. Like,
you gave it up.
It wasn't like, hey, Danny, have you seen our kid?
No.
I think I lost our child. Oh. No, you killed it.
Drop to the floor, start crying.
No, you got rid of it, you fucking idiot. He said no one should ever cry that hard, and that makes me a psycho in his eyes. I mean, was she like, why, God, why?
No, it was probably like that. I can't breathe while I'm crying.
If you're crying, you're breathing, okay? Why don't you do us both a favor and stop both of those. I tried to explain that I'd lost me baby, and he tells me not to justify my behavior. Crying loudly is insane to him. Why is he like that? He says he doesn't owe me shit. He smiled at me and said he has done nothing wrong. He even threw me down on the road and ran from me, literally, in the pouring rain 6 days after I lost my baby because I went to look for him at his place. Whoa. That's crazy.
He wanted you to get an abortion, okay? Because he's married and has two kids.
He effed.
This is where you realize...
You've been bamboozled.
Okay, I need to get out of this.
Yeah.
You don't follow the guy home.
Yeah. That's creepy, and you're lucky his girlfriend isn't named Danny and didn't slit your fucking throat.
Right.
I went to look for him. He threatened to call the police, saying not to come to his place without calling first. But he never called me ever since I lost the baby. And he said he'd be here if I did it. Said I could still be his girl. Why did he con me like that? Because you're a dumb bitch.
Because while you were still pregnant, he wanted to make sure that you thought that you'd be the world to you.
Because he didn't want to support two kids with his wife and then pay child support to you.
Right.
That's why. I mean, if you couldn't figure that out, then you are insane and or dumb as shit.
As a box of rocks.
Box of rocks. I've seen rocks smarter than that.
Uh-huh.
At least a rock can roll. That's right. You know what I mean. Metallica. Why did he call me like that? He is sick, and I am sicker, as bad as he is. I am worse because I let it happen. He has a better chance of going to heaven than me. I wish I was like Job. You know, the book of Job. Why couldn't I have been like Job? Like, covered in boils and having your family slaughtered because God had to prove a point to Satan? Like, is that what you want to be like? Job lost everything, dude. I don't know if you know this or not. Do you know the story of Job?
No.
Job got effed.
How?
Satan, basically, I'll paraphrase here. Satan went to God one day and was like, hey, I bet, or maybe God went to Satan, I don't know. They end up talking and God's like, look at my awesome guy Job. Look how awesome he is. Look how badass he believes in me. And look at all the great shit I've given him. Satan is like, he only believes in you because you gave him all this cool shit. And God's like, want to make a bet? Bet you a dollar that I could take away all this shit, and I could bring Job to the brink of death, and he would still believe in me. And Satan was like, you're on. So God slowly started off giving him boils, fucked him up personally, wrecked his house, killed his farm, all his animals, wrecked his crops, killed his family, killed his kids. And every time after each thing that happened to Job, Job was still like, hey, I love you, God. I believe in you. And you know what happened at the end of the day? Satan had to give God a dollar, and Job lost everything.
That's mean, playing best with people.
And she's like, I wish I was like Job. Do you know that story, you fucking idiot? Why couldn't I have been like Job? So many people told me what to do, and when I finally did it, everyone abandoned me. Isn't that how the devil works? I am scum of the earth.
Yes, you are.
So, she wrote that on this website, apparently. And here is the response. This is awesome.
Uh-huh.
The very first thing you need to do is calm down and think straight, you loony bitch. Take a deep breath. Kind of like Lamaze class. Oh, right, you didn't get that far, my bad. Oh. Take a deep breath and read what I'm going to tell you and think about it. Put all that other junk out of your mind for a few minutes. You said you love God. That is a good start, but it is not all that counts. You can't come on God's face without going through Jesus Christ first. We're all scum of the... Wow, creepy. We're all scum of the earth, sinners. There's no difference, for all have sinned. Have you sinned today?
Yeah.
Yeah? I think I did a couple times.
I don't know. Wait. Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely did.
Yeah.
Sinner.
You're sinner.
Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Well, you know what, God? If we weren't sinners, Christ wouldn't have had to die for us. And then shit would still... Fuck!
And mine went down, too.
Make him angry. Okay. We all good? Piece of fuck. The fuck you stream? Step up your game. Running out of fucking places to stream our shit from. I have to just stop doing shit live. Okay. So anyway. Christ died for us. Blah, blah, blah. That is right. We are all sinners and we all deserve to spend eternity in hell. Yet God loves us and all, that is why Jesus came to earth and died. We're all sinners and we all need to just burn in hell. But Christ died for us so we don't have to. That totally makes sense. Hey, how about you just didn't make sin or something? Like, that's so stupid. That's so stupid. Silly goose. We must admit we are sinners. That does not seem to be a problem with you, you little slut. You admit that you are a little slut and what you did was wrong. Why did you do it? Because, like all of us, you are a little slut and tend to do wrong things. That, again, is why Jesus died in your place. So confess those sins, raise up, and give us lots of money, and then ask Jesus to forgive you and be Lord and Master of your life.
He didn't die in my place.
He died for your...
No, he didn't.
You sinned.
He died for those fuckers way back then.
And
not for me now.
All of us.
No. No.
He died for the fuckers that killed him.
Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't even have sacrificed himself.
If that even happened!
He wouldn't even have sacrificed himself if it wasn't for the fact that everybody hated him, I guess. They were like, oh, he's preaching shit, and so they killed him.
At that point, you are forgiven, period. End of story. But like, then it's not period, it's comma. But then, you know?
Like period like last week? Or
period like... End of sentence, but then you must start living the kind of life that is pleasing to God. You mean like banging dudes that are married with two kids that are like 15 years older than you is not pleasing to God?
Huh. No.
Huh.
I don't think so.
That means no more sex before marriage, no more dating scumbags. You need to wait until God brings a godly man into your life. What if God was testing her like Job? What if God was like, hey, here's a dude. Bang him. She killed the Lord. She aborted the Lord.
Dude.
That sucks for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
What you did was wrong, but it is not the unforgivable sin. God hates all sin, but Christ died for our sins. So once you get right with him, you need not worry about these past sins. Even though God hates all sin, even that, all sin would incorporate past sin, correct? If that's all sin.
Sure.
Okay, so then this is a lie. You will have harder time forgiving yourself than God will have forgiving you. because he doesn't exist. You know what? I'm totally done with this. Stop sending in 3-page things to fucking read. Unless they're funny.
Yeah.
So, are you cool? Are you going to go puke again? Do you want to just go puke and get it over with?
I got to wait for it to get there. Because then I'll just stay in the bathroom.
All right. Well, before we get into some awesome, awesome news stories, let's do some question of the week.
Okay.
We haven't done this lately because every show in the fucking podcastgangbang.com, podcastgangbang.com, except for Big Mouth. Oh, there she goes. How many times is that, guys? All of you playing at home with us. Is that 3? 2 or 3? 2, Burger says. All right. That sucks. I hate it when she's sick like that because I can't do nothing about it. I can't, like, man, that was projectile shit. Are you cool? Getting the thumbs up. Yeah, if you want to make bets, fucking do it up. But anyway, I guess we'll have to wait for the question of the week for her. So, it's all right. Just do what you gotta do. I'm sorry, guys. At least she's a trooper, you know. Red Fox says, if she vomits exactly 4 times before the end of the show, I'll donate $10. Like 4 separate times? Because she just vomited like twice in there. I don't know if that counts or not, but... yeah, 4 separate times. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry about the fucking shit dropping and her puking, but... at least she's a trooper. She's fucking... she's like, I'll do a show, even though I'm dying. My girlfriend's dying, you guys. The woman I love is dying. And that sucks. Sucks my nuts. You cool?
I'm good.
Okay, so, as I was saying, Burger says we're all dying. Okay. Red Fox says, at least it's in your home and you can edit. Yeah, that'd be shitty if you were doing this during the 250th party.
Ah, I just have the bucket there and it'd make for a better show.
Fuck it. All right, you ready?
I might be, depending on where we have it at, because there's alcohol.
But, like I was saying, the podcastgangbang.com, I don't know what the fuck's going on. It seems the Jam Hole, us, and Big Mouth's, Josh's show, are the only 2 shows they even post their episodes on there. I haven't seen Ear Candy's show on there, Original Geeks, fucking Basement Boys. I know Stereo Radiation is on vacation because Capital Z is out of the country. Basement Boys, I got an email from them. I don't know if I should read this on the show, but basically they're just having troubles getting everyone to cooperate, so to speak.
That sucks.
Like, Ward wants to, like, do show prep and do all this shit, and the other guys are just like, let's just do it freestyle, and then it turns into a big bitch fest. Mm. And, yeah, so, I don't know. No one's fucking, everyone's...
That's why you must have a leader, because...
basically,
in Big Mouth Podcast, I mean, Josh has the say-so. Here, you have the say-so.
That's right.
And that's the way it needs to go, because if you have too many people that want to be that lead person, then everything's going to clash.
Yep.
You know, it's very hard to do unless...
and that sucks.
I can put my trust in you, and you know, they have to be able to do that with their lead
person. Well, that, and just the prep itself, like... you help out, but if you didn't, I would still have it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you can't depend on, like, if you don't bring something, then we have no show, because I didn't bring nothing. Like, you have to, the guy in charge has to do that shit. That's just how it goes, so. But no one's been doing their question of the week. I don't know if they're sick of it, or if they're just not doing shows. We haven't seen a show from Hotcakes in a couple weeks. So I don't know, but this week was Josh's turn, and he came through, and this week now is our turn to ask the question, so we'll have one then, but anyway, I give you question of the week, podcastgangbang.com.
It's time for your question of the week, brought to you by Big Mouth Podcast. Bitch.
Hey, everybody, this is Josh, trying a little something different here today. Your question of the week, would you rather have every hair plucked out of your body one by one, or have every fingernail and toenail ripped off one at a time? You choose. Enjoy.
Wow. Well,
The fingernail thing creeps me the fuck out. Because,
you know what?
What?
Easy answer.
What?
I would shave my body completely, and then I would choose that.
But then they're going to take tweezers and get the...
That's fine. I like that feeling. I'd do it for them. I don't give a shit.
On your asshole?
Whatevs.
I would still do the hair thing, though. Hair... Just because... The fucking fingernail things, dude, that creeps me the fuck
out. And that fucking hurts. Like, hair, as long as it's one at a time, it doesn't hurt. But yeah. If he would have said...
And it'll start going numb after a little while anyway.
Well, and just the fact that if he would have said if it was getting your hair ripped out by the handful...
Yeah, then that would... My brother did that to me once.
The pain of that would equal the fingernails getting ripped off, probably, because a handful hurts. But, like, I could pull out one, like, all fucking day. That ain't nothing.
Me and my little brother got in an argument once, and, what was it? I punched him or something like that. I punched him right in the jaw, and he came back at me and was all mad. And the whole time, my dog's trying to bite him, which is hilarious. But then he grabbed my hair, and I had long hair at this point, and he fucking pulled it, dude. I had a bald spot as big around as, like, a silver dollar, dude. Just fucking huge. Like, oh, my God. And my head had never hurt so bad in my fucking life. I wish he would have just punched me in the face rather than pull that piece of hair out, dude.
See, I'd rather... So well, I don't know about...
No, it was, like, throbbing so hard. And, like, I had a headache for 2 days. Oh, God.
I'd be like,
I was bald in one spot.
You can... Rip the hair out of my head, but start right there where there isn't none. But so,
I have very thick hair, and he pulled out quite a bit.
So seeing as how we're the only two shows participating lately, go to the fucking jamhole.com/vote. Give us a vote on Podcast Alley because it's a new month. And then go to bigmousepodcast.com and give that faggot a vote. Fuck yeah. Do it. You can do it. It's cool. It's fine. I want to see
both. I saw you did it this morning.
I did it this morning, and then I did it. I did it on the first from here. Did it this morning from work. Did it on my cell phone, my smartphone, my awesome phone. And hey, Josh, I got two words for your fucking iPod news. Blow me.
What?
He always does that fucking shit. He's like, even though I do this on purpose, just... I do this on purpose, just to piss Matt off. Ha ha ha. iPhone news. Yeah, if you're a douche and have an iPhone. Well,
the Keith and the Girl has an iPhone app now.
That app is fucking cool.
Have you seen it? What is it?
Yeah, it basically, the app, you get it on your iPhone, you can leave feedback, you can listen to the live shows, you can call into the live shows, and it'll, like, mute your feed, and then it'll fade it back in after your phone call.
Huh.
You can donate, you can look at the forums, like, anything Keith and the Girl related, it is
on
that
on the
app.
Phone.
That is fucking cool.
That is really cool.
I hope to have a jam hole. I hope to have a jam hole app sometime
soon. That would
be wonderful. Once we get some more people. But
it's
yeah,
free,
that's pretty
isn't
cool
it?
Shit. Yeah, it's a free app. It's probably on yappler.com, but pretty cool shit. So, Red Fox says, I always mute when I call you guys. I know it gets annoying hearing the echo in the phone. And that's awesome that you guys have figured that out. Because people that listen to, like, even radio shows still haven't figured that out. The guy's always like, turn down your feed. I can hear it. Blah. Fucking idiots. All right. Well, let's get into some news, and then we'll fucking get out of here.
You got some good Fuck My Life today?
Or does everyone just suck? Everyone sucks today.
That sucks.
So, do you know how we were talking about... Weed is still not legal, but it's getting pretty fucking close.
Yeah.
Because California is hating life. Like, you guys elect a fucking Austrian movie star, and all of a sudden you're like, man, why is everything going to shit? I don't know. Pot tax, they're talking about.
Okay.
Has a potential.
Yeah.
In California. Like, when did we say this? Like, fucking 10 years ago? Oh, hey, California, you guys are supposed to be ahead of everything. Like, you're just now being like, hey, did you guys know that if we tax pot, it has a $1.4 billion potential? Like, yeah. We've known that for, like, fucking 20 years now.
No.
I've known that since I started smoking this shit back when I was 2, you fucking idiot. Christ, wonder why your state's going to shit. There's talk in California of what could be, what you could call a radical idea for the cash poor state to raise money. Oh my god. Take something that everyone in your fucking state smokes and tax it. Like, whoa. Way to think outside the box, guys. I mean, you are so stupid. Ah, that makes me so mad that they're just now figuring this out. Like,
it that couldn't bail us out a long time ago.
It couldn't be any more in your face, blatantly right fucking there. They're like, huh, if only there was a way to take something people like and do that's illegal and make money. Heroin? No, that'd kill too many. Man, if there's only something that just wouldn't kill people. Like, you guys are fucking... And you run that state? Are you kidding me? My fucking God. Unbelievable. It's controversial because people are retarded, but proponents say the plan could smoke out more than $1 billion for the state. It is an unusual commercial. Taxpayers demanding a new tax. It's an offer by marijuana users to help the state's battered budget. Quote, we're marijuana consumers. We want to pay our fair share. Like, really, we don't, but, I mean, if it's going to help a brother out, then, you know, we'll help a brother out because we're nice.
It would make such a big difference if they would just do that.
There goes your, hey, have you guys seen our debt? No, I haven't seen it lately.
How's your unemployed?
Oh, they're all employed now.
Oh,
they
really?
Work on the, yeah, they work on the pot farm. What? The pot farm.
Yeah, that thing. Employs 50% of our fucking population.
I know, and the other 50% smoke it. I mean, the 50% that work there smoke it too, but, you know, this blows my fucking mind. Blows it. Red Fox says, like I said before, it's going to cause legal issues between national and state government. Of course, it always does. Because it's still illegal under federal law. So what, drug dealers are going to submit tax forms on their sales? No, see, the government will then start selling it, I bet. That's what will have to happen. Or, yeah, that is a good idea then. You just make it, you know. MDS says California is the laughing stock of the nation. The jamhole nation? Fuck. A bunch of fucking idiots. That's what you get when your fucking governor was the Terminator. It's estimated that $14 billion worth of marijuana is sold illegally in the state. Making it legal and taxing it at $50 an ounce would bring it approximately $1.4 billion a year. I'd pay that.
Wow.
I would definitely pay $50. Now, that is that just the tax, or is that like, here's $50, where's my ounce? Like,
I don't
that
know.
I would be cool with that. Not like, you're getting taxed $50 on the ounce that already cost you $300, so now an ounce costs you $350.
That would
suck. Fuck that shit. No, then we'll just keep buying it the way we're buying it, and you can go fuck yourself, and you can suck dick to get out of debt, you faggot. Quote, I thought it was high time, no pun intended, that this was on the table, he said. As many see it, marijuana is already virtually legal in California, where state law allows it for medical use. At one Los Angeles dispensary, the pharmacy, spelled F-A-R-M, because that's clever. That is kind of clever, actually. The cannabis comes in buds, so you can smoke it, of course, but you don't have to. Like... Have you ever bought weed that didn't come in buds? Like that old Cheech and Chong skit where he's like, that's 50 pounds, man. He's like, man, this is 5 seeds, but that you can grow 50 pounds.
Nice.
Like, no, fuck.
No.
I want to smoke it now, not in fucking 6 months. That's so awesome. It's the state law allows it for medical use. Excuse my face. I wish I was stoned. There's also cookies and candy bars. Also drinks with cannabis as the active ingredient. And gelato. So you can take your medicine like ice cream or lollipops. You know what? I don't want to say it's bullshit. But I've never gotten high by eating it. You eat shrooms. You smoke pot. If you smoke shrooms, you're not going to get high.
No,
if you
I've eat had pot, like a body buzz from eating
I've
brownies,
never
but
gotten
never
high that way.
High.
And that, and this was like, it was done right. It wasn't like I did it myself. Like, this was in Amsterdam.
You did it with the oil and all that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I bought the shit there. Just, and it tastes really good. Like, the chocolate
yeah.
with the hash oil. Oh, my God. It's amazing. But I never got high. Now, I don't know if it was just because I was stoned the whole time I was there. But I tried it just to see because I'd heard of it before and I didn't think that you could. I just think
because you were already high from smoking
well, no,
it, that
check
you didn't
this out,
get it from eating it.
I didn't think your body metabolized it that way, the THC. So I tried it one morning. I went to a coffee shop, to that coffee shop 51, that poster I have over there. And before I smoked anything, I was like, I got some, you know, a brownie and some chocolates. And I sat down and ate it, and I gave it, like, an hour. Like, there's shit, you know, there's pool tables and foosball. There's all sorts. It's like an arcade. It's like fucking heaven, if heaven existed. It's Amsterdam. And I did not get high. So, I don't know.
I got, like, a body buzz and stuff when I did it. And I did it right with the hash oil and all that shit.
Yeah, and
I didn't get, like, high. Like, I just smoked a bowl. But, like, I still got, you know, like, a body buzz. It was different.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe different people's bodies different, but not for me. I'll just smoke that shit. My favorite thing was the volcano, and I'm very jealous that Josh has one, because those are very expensive, and they are awesome. The vaporizer,
yeah,
with the bag you put on, and it fills up the bag, and then you can just, oh,
yeah,
man.
When we went to Boise to train the new Famous Dave's out there, one of the guy who actually trained me at my Famous Dave's, Ben, he had a vaporizer in his hotel room.
Was it the volcano, or was it just the glass one with the tube?
The glass one with the tube.
Yeah.
And that's
those
pretty
are,
cool,
and
though.
Those are cool, but the volcano is where it's at.
Yeah.
Like, if it's not a volcano, I would just as soon use a normal pipe or a bong.
Yeah.
Because you do kind of waste, I mean, like, you, it doesn't burn up all the weed like in a normal pipe or bong situation. It's just like a, you know, it vaporizes it. So you have the ash left, but it's like, it's brown, basically. And there, it's still weed, but there's no nothing in it anymore. It just, it seems like a waste. But you get fucked up with it.
Yeah.
One dispensary gave out free pot to anyone with a valid prescription. The line was out the door. While many doctors say marijuana has valid medical uses, like treating nausea and chemotherapy patients, critics say California's medical marijuana dispensaries sell the drug to almost anyone. Forget it. Quote, "That system is a sham," said some douchebag of the California police chiefs. Excuse my face. Association, 98% of the people who are acquiring marijuana at these dispensaries do not appear to have the conditions for which the law was intended to apply.
Hey, if I start chemo, I might be able to bring home some green for you.
And that's the thing, that, like, you can get it for anything. Like, you can just fucking be like, oh,
well,
I got a backache.
No, you get
but
headaches and stuff. They'll give it
you,
to you
could go into a doctor and be like, oh, I have a backache, and he'll give you a fucking script for Oxy. So I would much rather have people getting weed scripts than fucking Oxy scripts and spreading that shit out on the streets and getting
true.
Kids hooked on it and totally effing their lives up, you know? At least yeah. weed, you can stop doing it and not want to fucking kill yourself. Much better. At a dispensary in L.A., users claim a wide array of ailments, chronic neck pain, an ankle injury that required 10 screws, and a metal plate, and so forth. In Oakland, that's Oak Town, the sack town, like Too Short said, a patient named Charles says marijuana is good for his mental health. It relieves my anxiety and allows me to cope, because all you motherfuckers are complete retards. Users in Oakland now pay a special city tax on medical marijuana, a first in the state, but maybe not the last. Marijuana tax promoters say a lot of potential revenue is just going up in smoke. God, these
fucking
news writers have a heyday with that shit. There's so fucking many. But it, again, guys, it blows my fucking mind that there's so much. It's like kinetic energy and potential energy. Like, this pot that people smoke is potential energy, and you're not doing shit with it, so it never has a chance to turn into kinetic energy and power our houses. You know? It's just sitting there. going to the drug dealer.
So much potential being wasted.
Going to the drug dealer, who then in turn spends it at Walmart on fucking diapers and baby formula.
Right.
And that is a sad state of affairs.
I wish they just hurry up and legalize it so we could get out of debt and people could have jobs. And
yeah.
Well, be wonderful.
Speaking of drugs, there was a church.
Are you going to do all these segue things again?
I can do it. I can do it all the way through.
Okay.
There's a church in Fayette. That
what?
Had a little...
church in what?
Fayette.
Fayette, not Lafayette?
No, not the black
gay guy. It sounded like you just said
from,
Fayette instead
from,
of Lafayette.
From True Blood, no.
Okay.
But Fayette Drug Task Force raids area church. Now, why would a drug task force raid a church?
Did someone sacrifice themselves to Jesus?
Is someone getting fucked up on the Jesus?
Is someone forcing little kids to have butt sex with them?
Why would that be the drug task force?
Good question.
Thank you.
Okay.
In what some officials were calling one of the most significant drug busts in Fayette County history.
You gotta say in Fayette County.
Fayette County history.
There you go.
Four teams of law enforcement officers raided the Church of Universal Love.
Universal Love.
Love and Music in Bullskin Township Saturday.
Did I hear Bullskin and
Bullskin.
Love? That doesn't sound good.
During a weekend event dubbed Funk Fest at the Eccentric and Eclectic Church.
What?
Multiple units from the Fayette County Drug Task Force raided the compound, sending shocked parishioners literally running from the grounds. Quote, at this point, we've confiscated a large amount of contraband and made multiple arrests. What do you think?
What kind of drug?
Wine. I'm going to say we found you in illegal possession of the blood and the body of Jesus Christ. Hey, what are you doing with that blood?
I won't drink it.
I won't drink it. I need gold in me. Burger says meth. Come on, meth. I bet it's meth.
Someone likes meth.
Nacho Macho 44 says Barack Obanga. I see what he did there. That's funny. We'll legalize it before his term is up. He's already said that if a state wants to allow it medicinally, he won't allow the DEA to bust him. And that's pretty fucking sweet.
That is cool. So, drugs. I'm going to say...
There have been at least 20 arrests made, and we have multiple truckloads of confiscated drugs and paraphernalia.
Paraphernalia?
During the raid at the church on Bear Rocks Run Road. What?
Bear Rocks Run Road?
Like my balls? Bear Rocks
Run
Road?
Road?
In Acme, Vermin...
Vernon.
What? Vernon.
Is this made up shit?
Vernon said that the officers discovered pounds and pounds of hallucinogenic mushrooms.
Oh!
Tons of marijuana and more than 1,000 smoking devices.
Damn.
Not counting the pipes. Like, there were some hot bitches there. Them with some smoking.
They're all your cousins, too.
No. Smoking devices.
Wow.
She said it will take time for officers to make an accurate inventory of the confiscated items. Officers had to attach tow-behind trailers to police cruisers
nice.
To remove the contraband.
Nice.
She said four separate head shops, quote, yeah. at the church... Where drugs and drug paraphernalia were being sold were also raided. Who cares? Leave them be.
Right.
It's a church. I would sue the fuck out of them.
It's just shrooms and weed.
Hey, we're just tripping.
Shrooms and weed should not be illegal.
I bet us tripping on shrooms looks a lot more normal than them crazy motherfuckers speaking in tongues and, like, taking people's money and shit, trying to heal people's in fucking wheelchairs and shit.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I've learned a lot more doing drugs than I ever did going to Christian school. I'll tell you that. No shit. Additionally, Vernon said 36 officers who conducted the raid found prescription medication. Oh, snap! Doing them oxys. Mm-hmm. Being used illegally. More than $5,000 cash and other illegal drugs. You know, This is starting to sound less and less like a church and more and more,
like a drug ring.
Like a drug ring.
Very much so. I wonder if they had, like, the little altar boys, like, peddling shit.
I know, like, coming around, like, crack, weed, pills,
shrooms.
Ecstasy. Oh, I'll take some ecstasy, nigga. Hell yeah. Ironically, one of the concert headliners during the weekend festivities is a band called Blank. What would make this ironic? What would the band's name have to be? What did they bust a lot of?
The shrooms or the marijuana?
What are those?
Drugs.
Drugs, absolutely! A band called Drugs who featured the song Strung Out.
In a church?
I know, right?
That's retarded.
Vernon said that the law enforcement officials from around the county, including task force members from Uniontown and Connellsville, as well as the state police vice unit and the Fayette County Sheriff's Department, participated in the raid. Participated as in they were there getting effed up. Shit, yeah, son. Fayette EMS tactical medics and the Connellsville Auxiliary Police assisted at the scene. Task Force Detective Ryan Reese, some douche, said the raid began at 5 p.m. They were like, RAID! And then they all went to heaven.
Right.
He said the raid began at 5 p.m. as officers executed multiple search warrants at the church. Can you get a search warrant for a church?
I'm sure you can.
Like,
it's
this is
like
God's house. But this is God's house, son.
Well,
you can't search God's house.
God's just the guy.
I got a God lock on it. What are you going to do now?
Break it.
You can't break a God lock. No!
I got those fucking jaws of life in my car.
You cannot break a God lock.
I'm breaking it.
It's plus five. You can't. Those
I
are only
plus six,
four jaws. No, those are plus four. I saw.
Yeah, well,
I got
two mana cards tapped.
I saw
so
you
that
roll
makes
the
another
dice.
Plus two.
I saw you roll the dice. That's plus four. You're cheating. Vern said the raid.
My red mana, bitch.
Wow. Vern said the raid was the result of an ongoing investigation during which undercover officers made multiple drug purchases. That's low, you son of a bitch. That is low.
That's not good.
She said that officers discovered concert vendors at the site selling drugs and drug paraphernalia. Excuse my face. Ask me why people at concerts that sell pipes don't sell pot.
Hey.
This is why.
Really?
Yeah. Because you might be a scumbag cop. During undercover ops at the site, Vernon said officers purchased acid and other illegal drugs and found vendors selling everything from marijuana-laced brownies to whippet balloons, which are filled with nitrous oxide and then inhaled.
Nice.
Wait, what do you do with whippet balloons?
I had no idea.
Oh, you fill them with nitrous oxide and then inhale.
Huh. I just got the crackers. Fuck the balloons.
That sounds fun. You can't take a cracker right to your mouth.
Yeah, there's a certain
kind
you can.
That'll freeze your fucking throat, you retard.
No, there's a certain kind you can. I've
you
done
use
it.
The balloon for a reason. So it has time to warm up a little bit. Because if you crack that shit, have you ever seen the bottom of a cracker after you do it like two or three times?
Yeah.
It's frozen.
Yeah.
That's your throat.
You're not listening to me at all.
Tell me, what?
There's a different kind of cracker that doesn't let all of it out at one time.
Well, then that's bullshit.
No, it works great. And, like, it has an extension on the thing so you can put your lips to it and stuff. I wasn't a faggot breathing into a fucking balloon. What do you want?
I could fit four of those fucking things in a balloon. How many could you fit in a cracker? Oh, just one? Huh.
You do them 20 in a row.
I only have to do five in a row because there's 20 right there. And then I can get on with my day. I can go to work.
Yeah, and 5 minutes later, you want to do more.
So?
They're stupid anyway.
Done
go on.
Done cocaine. What did you say?
Whippets are stupid anyway. Go on.
Bite your fucking tongue.
No.
How dare you?
What would you rather do? Shoot an ox or take a whippet?
I'd do them both.
Whatever.
While I'm exhaling some weed. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, Draggy.
No. That is it for that story. So, that sucks. Be careful at churches that sell drugs, huh? All right, you ready for this? Speaking of whippets. Come on! Shamom, motherfucker. This one is called Man Charged with Animal Abuse. What kind of abuse, you may ask?
Animal abuse, fucking a dog.
Having sex with a dog, with his dog, which in earlier episodes of the Jam Hole, you may know that that is okay. You can fuck a dog as long as it's yours. You may not fuck another person's dog unless you have express written consent. And what kind of dog did he fuck, you might ask?
A whippet.
A whippet. Huh? See how I did that? Laszlo Ars... Oh! That's three! That's three! You better get ready to pay up, buddy boy, Red Fox. I think she'll do it one more time. You know what, though? She'll do it one more time, and I'll end the fucking show. Oh, Candy Girls has a point. Who wants to fuck a dog? I know. I've told friends of mine that. I've looked at their girls, and they'll be like, yeah, I'm hitting them. I'll be like, who wants to fuck a dog? God. And they're like, ugh, I am fucking a dog, huh? I'm like, yeah, you are. And then they think about it, and they're like, fuck. Are you cool? Hey, I got an idea. If you quit drinking water, I bet you'll stop puking, because there's nothing to puke up. Oh, you should have heard that one. That was good. So, Laszlo Arsenio Horvath, 21, is charged with animal abuse for having sex with a whippet mix named Sylvie. Oh, that sucks. Who's 21 in the chat? Raise your hand or just say, I am, or something like that. Who's 21? Anyone? Or close to that age? I'm just trying to put it in perspective here. Like, in my life, 8 years ago, I could not imagine being like, God, I can't wait for my girlfriend to leave so I can fuck this dog. You know, that's so effed. Like, what has to go wrong in your life to where you're like, man, I want to have sex with a dog? Especially a small dog like that. Like, a whippet? That's like fucking a little fucking gerbil or something. You could stick a whippet up your fucking ass and it'd be better. I don't know. That just seems silly to me. It's fucking silly. You're being silly. Stop that. Being silly. The whippet. Are you cool? High five.
Yeah!
Woo! Just some more water, baby. So, Orange County deputy said the dog's injuries were so severe she had to be put down. You, sir, literally fuck that dog to death. You fuck that dog into oblivion. That is sad. That is effed up junk. Deputies began investigating Horvath last month after receiving a tip on Crimeline about the alleged animal abuse. You know what? You suck so bad at fucking a dog that someone actually saw you do it and they told on you. You got tattled on for fucking a dog. And that sucks. You cool?
Yeah.
Are you still just puking up water?
Yeah, I threw up on the Jam Hole necklace. That's what I was wrong? In the kitchen going, what the...
Baby, what is wrong?
I don't know.
Is it just your stomach?
Yeah, I guess so.
You guess so? I mean, does anything else hurt?
No.
If I fuck you tonight with all those cool toys from erototoys.com for all your sex toys needs, fuck Adam and Eve. Erototoys.com is where it's at. Are you going to puke all over me?
I hope not, because I really want to play with those toys.
I really want you to puke on me.
I can make it happen.
Is that weird? I mean, as long as it's just water. I don't want to get like a chunk of taquito in my eye or something, you know?
Oh, those came up this morning. No big deal.
Okay, cool.
I can puke on you.
So, we're talking about a dude fucking a dog. He fucked the dog to death. And he got told on. Someone
like
saw
they had like they had to put it down, or like he killed it fucking it.
They had to put it down. Like it was like crying, mascara running, just like
it was like on its deathbed.
Yeah,
like,
Like,
it was
his
him. Shit was fucked.
He fucked me, literally. And I had an abortion for you.
That sucks. Why would you do that to a dog?
Why would you?
The dog is defenseless,
if
man.
If you're going to fuck a dog, though, fuck like a St. Bernard or something. Something that's got a pussy the size of maybe your little fucking needle dick, you know?
Maybe.
Maybe. when deputies contacted Horvath at his home near Bithlow, they found the dog's legs were duct tape closed with a cloth pressed against her lower half.
Why is there a cloth?
At least it was a chick. Is that weird that that's what I'm thinking? Like, well, at least it was a chick dog.
I wonder if the cloth was there because he, like, ripped her asshole all to shit. And, like, or if it was just there to catch the nut. But you could nut in a dog, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to knock up the dog, are you?
No.
I hope.
All men are dogs. And then.
Yeah, and we don't get pregnant. And if we do, we know how to handle it. After Horvath... that's fucked up. After Horvath refused to pay for medical attention to treat the dog, investigators convinced him to turn the dog over to animal services. A veterinarian decided it would be best to euthanize the 8-year-old animal. You're a pedophile! 8 years old? Or wait, 8 times 7, 56. Oh! You are fucking the L. Oh!
Cougar hunting. Hey, does that count? That's 4, right? Do we. What the fuck? Even when I'm really puking, I don't sound like that. Are you okay?
Kind of drunk, but I'm fine.
You're drunk?
A little bit.
How many of those have you had?
Dos. Amigos. That's a Mexican restaurant here in the valley, FYI. A necropsy was conducted. That's an autopsy on a dog that's dead, apparently.
Got it.
Conducted on the animal, and veterinarians discovered human male DNA inside the dog's body.
You think? What the fuck did you think you were gonna find?
Hey, how'd that get there?
No, seriously, the dog's legs are duct taped together. There's fucking blood everywhere. Mascara's running. What do you think you're going to find in the dog's twat?
Do you think he, like, had enough sense to unduct tape the legs first?
No, I don't know.
We've had, like, condom fucking rammed up in there and shit, like, hanging out its ass while it's,
oh,
like...
Oh, my God. That's gross.
That's sad and gross.
Very sad.
Very gross.
I like dogs.
I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, but something like that shouldn't be.
Well, but I'm not
like
saying
that.
Like go fuck them to death.
Well, the thing is,
I just don't
even
like
if
them.
You don't like dogs or you don't like to own a dog, it's still a defenseless animal. That's
oh yeah, that
up,
sucks.
You know?
And I think he should be tied down, and a horse should fuck him to death.
Yes,
done. Justice. That's what I call jam hole justice.
It's
all
sad.
Right.
I like dogs and I like cats, and I hate it when I hear any like watching a what is it the fucking SPCA shit, the, on Animal
Rescue
Planet.
Rescue 911?
Yeah, that shit, not Rescue 911, but it's like that, but it's the animal shit.
Right, but with animals, got
yeah.
it.
But, like, when they go and
yeah,
rescue, like...
no, you fucker. That was awesome. Oh.
No, but when they go and rescue, like, dogs that are totally emaciated,
oh,
or,
yeah.
like, fighting dogs,
well,
or cats that are totally just... bitten all the shit. It
like
makes me
those,
so sad, dude.
It's like those stories we read about with those houses that have like 120 fucking dogs
yeah,
in them. Like,
that makes me so
up.
Sad.
Yeah.
Seriously. Like, I get, like, I was watching that once and seriously, dude, I almost came to tears because
oh,
I was like, how could you do that?
Nacho Macho says pedo puppies. And oh. Shazam says animal cops.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like cats.
Animal precinct.
I'm more of a cat fan than a dog, but
either
yeah.
way, they're all cool.
And
you know?
Yeah,
they
don't, yeah, if... If the animal can't say no, then
meow.
Don't fuck it.
What's meow?
that's no in my book. No. Unless it's like, I mean, if it's
like rubbing its butt all on your dick
yeah,
and
then
stuff.
You know, then
a little
do
action.
What you gotta do. But if it's like running away and you have to duct tape its legs open, then probably not.
That's messed up.
Go rape a chick instead.
Yeah,
I'd much rather you do that.
Yeah, dogs
he
are defenseless,
was,
and they're cute.
I know.
They're
chicks
cuter
are just,
than some chicks.
Chicks are just whores and ugly. And
some.
But don't nut in the chick, because she'll get pregnant, right, have the abortion, then blame you.
Those chromosomes, they actually...
Those are bad. Bad yeah. news bears. Deputies conducted an interview with him today, which officers say he confessed to sodomizing the dog not once, not twice, not three times, not but three. Several.
Several, not more seven, but several.
Four or more.
Oh.
He did it because, quote, why do you think he did it? What could be the only logical, legitimate reason to sodomize
he's
a whippet?
He's lonely.
He's
so lonely.
Lonely. He was lonely.
He has nobody to call his own. Oh,
wasn't the dog scene. More of a friend before you ripped its asshole apart, though?
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
I think if you unduct tape the dog's leg, it would have actually bit your penis off.
Probably. That well, that's why I ripped its teeth out first.
Wow.
No? All right. Well, that sucks, and that is it for that story. What a fucking crazy motherfucker.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So, he was fucking a dog, right?
Right.
What should he have been fucking?
A female.
A female has a...
vagina.
A.K.A.
twat?
Or...
pussy.
Pussy! Speaking of pussy, this one is called Woman! Severely Hurt Saving Kittens.
Aww.
Cobb County, Georgia. Rachel Honeycutt is 27 and beautiful. She loves her friends, loves camping. She loves animals. Not that way, perv.
I love animals, too.
I can't believe I'm okay, she said. But after a recent tragedy, she was left with a shattered pelvis, brain injury, organ damage, and... that was my drum roll, please. In a coma.
Oh, my God. After
machines,
saving kittens?
Machines kept her alive. Quote, I don't remember anything until 3 days ago, she said. And no memory of the impact that put her there.
Wow.
I remember I'd gotten out of my car, she said.
She got hit by a fucking car trying to save kittens, didn't she?
Rachel was on a busy Cobb County, Georgia road. She said she saw something that made her stop. Hammer time. No.
I saw a stop sign with Hammer Time painted on it.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. It was so great. I stopped and did the Hammer Time.
Did you Hammer Time?
I tried. Didn't do it very well, but I tried.
Oh, fuck. Don't touch us! Can't touch us! Fuck!
Jesus, fuck.
I got out to save the kittens, she said. Somebody was putting them in the middle of the east-west connector. The highway? Uh-huh. East-west connector?
Yeah.
Kittens.
Huh.
She thinks that two ladies she saw were trying to get rid of unwanted kittens by throwing them into busy traffic.
Don't do that! You put them on Craigslist! You put them on the newspaper! Anywhere! You don't kill kittens!
You throw them into a busy highway?
No!
Oh, you actually do not throw them on a busy highway.
No.
Do you have to be told that?
Yeah,
you're like, man, hey, we got all these cats. What should we do? If only there was a place that we could bring them to that would, like, treat them humanely. If only it was, like, a society of sorts. That would treat them.
No, wait, you don't even take them to a fucking humane society. You don't even do that. You know why? Because they're kill shelters and they fucking euthanize them after so long.
Better than throwing them into traffic. Traffic. Looking for my chapstick. There's a black kitty cat. Oh, fuck. Hit by a Ford Maverick.
You don't kill animals.
You do if there's like 50 babillion of them running around humping each other. You kill deer?
Not
you
kidding.
Kill fish, hypocrite!
Fish don't have brains.
Bullshit! Fish have brains.
They don't have feelings.
How do you know?
They're not like,
I heard
I
that
love
fish.
You.
I heard that fish scream.
I had a goldfish.
Your cat
and he didn't
doesn't
rub against
say
my
I,
leg.
The cat doesn't say I love you.
Yeah, it does.
The cat shits and pisses and claws stuff.
It talks to me.
Evidence? Exhibit A, Your Honor.
Look at those fat rolls.
Fuck you,
is that dad. From the key lime pie?
You're mean.
Yes.
But that was from the cat. Cat
or the key lime pie.
Or the key lime pie. You're a fucking bitch. It was lemon meringue.
Or whatever actually. The fuck it is. Anyway, but no, I mean, I can understand killing, you know, if they're
I can understand
and, like,
killing.
No one wants them and shit like that. But, dude, kittens, I cannot.
This coming
bring
from
myself.
The chick that was like, yeah, have that abortion. Woo!
I don't
fuck
like babies. I don't like babies.
Well, I don't like kittens. Kill them.
No.
Kill them all, like Metallica said.
No! You like kittens.
I like kittens. Shazam says, humans are gross. Kittens are cute. That is a good point.
See? Kittens are adorable. Could you imagine someone just... Seriously, someone hit a kitten up at my mom's place, like right at the fucking driveway.
I've had my cats
and left
hit.
It, shut up. And
on the
left
highway,
it in the middle of the fucking thing.
And they
and
left it.
They left it there.
And I found it.
And I found it.
And
I cried.
I cried also. And then I buried it next to the other
so
cat
sad.
That got hit on the highway. So would you go and put yourself in a coma? To save a kitten?
I would try and get the kittens out of fucking traffic.
She was obviously not very good at the game Frogger.
Yeah, I'm really good at that game.
Me too.
Well, did they have them in like a box?
Well, here, check
what?
This out. Quote, I got out to save the kittens, she said. Somebody was putting them in the middle of the road. Mm-hmm. She thinks that two ladies she saw were trying to get rid of them. Thinking all the traffic had stopped, Rachel chased a cat into the street and got close. I had just touched one. That's it, she said. She reached down to pick up the wayward kitten, and it nailed her. It nailed her like a fucking bat out of hell right up the asshole. Just BAM!
I bet you
instead,
killed the kitten, too.
I got hit, but I don't remember, she said. I heard she went 75 feet in the air and landed on the opposite side of the road, said her mother, Sheila.
Holy shit.
Again, I haven't said this in a while, but if I was a billionaire... I'd pay a cool mill to be, like, just walking down the highway and watch her just get nailed and just fly, like, 75 feet.
Can't believe she lived.
If you call that living, yeah, I guess. Rachel gave her body to save kittens and spent 3 weeks in intensive care. I just turned 28 in the hospital, she said. Rachel also got a ticket for being in the roadway.
Are you serious? What asshole of a fucking cop is going to do that? I just tried to fucking save some kittens because people are being assholes and committing animal cruelty right in front of your fucking face.
Cats,
and I'm going to try to help, but people. You're going to give me a ticket because... fuck you. Fuck
yes.
You, sir.
While she woke up out of the coma with like
here,
a
man,
ticket...
Here, man, here's a ticket. No,
on
go
her fucking-
fuck yourself.
Well, you can't speak because you've
can
been in a coma.
Can I get that guy's badge number, please?
Because you've been in a coma for like 4 fucking weeks. Rachel got a ticket. Quote, I'm not at all surprised she stopped to save the kitten, said Sheila. She's always been kind of my retard daughter. Rachel already has 7 at home. And a dog.
Aww.
It was a whippet. It died the other day because of someone fucked it. Friends and family have helped care for them in the past 5 weeks, even paying the mortgage on a new house Rachel now hopes, with coming medical bills, she won't lose. Good luck. You know a little bit about coming medical bills when medical bills just blow their load and come all over your fucking face. You know what that's like.
It's like getting served.
It's like, yeah, you just got served.
Pretty much.
Everybody I've helped has helped me so much in a situation that brings it all around, she said. Everything you give, you get back.
That should just
all that puke
so
you
sad.
Gave? All that puke you gave my toilet? You're going to get back, so watch it.
I'm drinking water. I'm getting it back right now.
Fuck yeah.
No
I hope you're sucking my dick and you just... Oh, it'd be so hot. I would just come right there.
Don't say that, because...
I'll do it.
You better make sure you're for reals, because I will
for
puke.
Real. I'll do it.
I'll puke
do
on
shit.
You.
I'll fucking just... Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
That is sick.
That's hot.
It's gross.
All right. So that's it for that story.
That's
so
sad, though.
Would you give your life, though, for kittens?
Not my life, but I'd try and save them.
Would you get in a coma and have massive amounts of medical bills and probably lose your house for kittens?
Probably not.
I would have stopped and found the people that did it, and I would have thrown them into the highway.
Yeah.
And been like, hey, you like
it,
bitch?
That's just messed
but
up.
But I wouldn't have ran. I wouldn't have ran into the highway myself.
I mean, I would have looked and made sure the shit wasn't coming, but...
I would have looked both ways.
Obviously, like, she only looked one way.
Like I was taught in preschool. Look both ways.
Yeah, obviously, she only looked one way, so...
Obviously.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I just can't stand people who do that, though. Like, oh, I'm going to get rid of it, so I'm going to go throw it in a lake. Or I'm going to go fucking do this. Or
yeah,
gonna...
there's better
that
ways
to...
That
is so messed up. You don't do that.
There's better ways to do it.
If it's, you know... I believe in abortion. Why? Because if it hasn't come out yet, I don't care about it yet. But kittens, if they're already... Kittens,
well,
a kitten, it's already born.
If it's one, I don't care about it.
But, like, a
kittens
kitten...
are like, I didn't poop my pants. Like,
kittens just
poop,
come up and...
They put, yeah, they purr. If your one-year-old could purr and poop in a box, I'd be all good.
And fluffy, and they have to rub on you and stuff, because that's the cutest thing. My cat slept on my neck for like 6 months after
Candy's
it was born.
Girl says, wow.
I love kittens. They're adorable. And
all right.
Puppies.
Are you ready for this?
No.
Speaking of kittens.
Okay.
What do they grow up into?
Cats.
Cats. 19-year-old accused of blowing a cat.
Blowing up a cat?
Blowing up a cat.
God damn it, I don't want to hear these stories anymore.
Sacramento SPCA points to links between animal abuse and violence against people. Sacramento, California. A 19-year-old man. He's Asian.
Well, it's legal in their country, I guess.
I guess. Was arrested Wednesday on suspicion of blowing up a cat with an explosive in South Sacramento.
Why?
Now check this out. This is fucked up. And I like cats, so this is
I really like cats.
And
dude,
this guy, like, I would rather blow him up than this cat, but
yeah,
whatevs. David Huai Bao Yang.
Huai Bao Yang.
Ding ching chong chong.
Ching chong.
And a group of boys are accused of putting the cat under a traffic cone Tuesday night. And blowing it up with a large firecracker, possibly an M80. Possibly. The group was accused of wrapping the animal in duct tape before the explosion. Once the cat was under the traffic cone, someone dropped the lit explosive through a hole at the top of the cone. The cat died from the blast. Michael Nguyen said he witnessed the attack. I ran to see. The cat was blown to pieces right there, he said. And I get so angry, so focused on the cat, they ran, and I called the cops. Police found Yang on Wednesday evening after receiving a tip about his impossible involvement. His possible involvement, excuse me. You want to have a cry?
I might.
Let's have a cry!
That is so not right. That's messed up. Did you just say suck my penis, please?
Maybe. Yeah, but that is effed up.
That, like, is really messed up. Why would you do that?
People always say that
cats,
like,
are so nice.
And this is a thing that's on the Humane Society here that I deliver water to. It says something about people that show cruelty to animals generally show cruelty to humans later on in life. It's said really poetically, but that's the gist of it. And that's usually what happens. Most serial killers generally start...
If they don't have regard for a fucking animal's life, then they're not going to have regard for a human's life.
Well, and that's not true, though, because I would much rather shoot a person in the head that was fucking with me than a fucking animal. Unless...
But the thing is if you don't feel remorse or care or show any signs of, like,
well, I'd feel bad
up.
About it. I'd be like, fuck, now I gotta go buy more bullets.
Yeah, but kids
fuck.
Who are, like, fucking with cats and dogs like that, like, blowing them up and stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah,
like,
that's... Yeah,
you know,
that's... Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's gonna
sure.
be your next serial killer, okay?
Yep. Yang remained in jail Thursday on a charge of malicious maiming of an animal. Bail was set at 40,000. He is scheduled to appear in court Friday. Police said they haven't determined a motive for the crime, and then the SPCA calls animal abuse absolutely a red flag. I say kill him. What's he going to do? he's Asian. There's like, what, a babillion more of them.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, really? Do we need another? It doesn't matter.
Just get rid of him, dude. He's fucking doing this mean shit.
The Humane Society said the Columbine school killers also had histories of animal cruelty. Interesting. Quote, it's picking that defenseless victim and starting there and experimenting. That's the scary, scary part. Is you see that experiment escalate and move to oftentimes felony crimes.
No shit.
Like running from the cops in someone else's vehicle and crashing through trees and shit. And then violating your probation and now sitting in jail on your birthday. Happy birthday, Zach.
Happy birthday,
felony
Zach.
Crimes and violent felony crimes at that. Animal welfare group said it's a connection that can't be ignored. And that the key to preventing animal abuse is education. Hey, you have a cat.
Yeah.
You have a cone and an M80.
Yeah.
Do you A, put the cat in the cone and light the M80? Or do you B, light the M80 and then pet the cat?
Light the
M80. Wrong answer, retard.
Throw it. And pet
Sorry,
the cat.
What?
So light the M80, throw it, and then pet the cat.
Absolutely. That's it for that
I
story.
I like kitty cats.
I do, too. I don't like Asian people.
I don't like people
that
who kill
do that.
Cats and dogs.
To poor... Like,
you can kill birds. I'm not too cool
it's
on that.
A
I don't really care.
And fish, obviously, hypocrite.
Yeah, fish... Dude, fish have, like, an attention span of, like, 10 seconds or some shit.
Yeah, that's fine. Poke their fucking eyes out and whatnot. It's cool.
They're fun as shit to catch. They don't have feelings.
Are you ready for this?
They don't love.
What's the time, please?
2:03.
Okay, well, we're going to take out like a good fucking 20 minutes of that. So, speaking of cats and fucking dogs, what are cats and dogs? They are...
Animals.
Animals. This one is called 102 Animals. See what I did there? Cats and dogs, animal, right, okay. Removed from home, taken in by local shelter. Yet another case.
What is up with people being so mean to animals?
Okay, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but your house is not actually a box that you can see. Like, life isn't a game to see how many animals you can stuff in your house before the cops get called, okay? That's not the point of life. Maybe that's how you played the game of life. But I don't know. That's not how it's supposed to be.
I don't like that game.
And I love doing these stories because it blows my fucking mind how filthy a place can get and still have people live in it. It blows my mind. I do not see. I picked up a cooler today from this place. Disgusting. It had dead spiders in it, mold in the fucking thing.
That's gross.
Rat shit in it. And
you don't take care of it?
Like, why? I wonder why it got so dead. Because you work in a shop that is in a fucking field and you didn't fucking clean that shit. All broken. You rent this cooler from us, but hey, it's fine. We'll write in Sharpie all over the fucking thing.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Fucked up. Totally fucked up. Guess who gets to clean it?
You.
This guy right here. It's cool. Whatevs.
That sucks.
I'm fine with it. But still, don't be like, oh, we can just fuck this one up and then, you know, call and be like, oh, this one's broken, so I guess you'll have to bring us another one. No, I'm going to clean the shitty one you fucked up, and then I'm going to bring it back to you. I'm not giving you another fucking cooler to fuck up. Fuck no.
I'll give you the same one.
Exactly. You're getting the same one.
Anyway, about the dogs and cats.
This one is in Greeley, wherever the fuck that is. Colorado, sorry. They were found by accident.
I think everything's found by accident.
Yeah, oops. an appraiser went to the home because it's for sale. What he saw inside made him call
the
Ghostbusters. Wait, what?
The police.
Oh, right, the police, not the Ghostbusters.
No.
When they entered, police found 102 animals inside the approximately 1,000-foot square home. Excuse me, 1,000-square-foot home. I'm a little drunk. They removed 52 cats. 2 rabbits, 10 dogs, Oh, shit. I hit spacebar. Hold on.
Jesus fuck, Matt.
10 dogs, 8 rats, 2 guinea pigs, and...
a partridge in a pear tree.
In addition to those animals, police also found dead 28 blank.
28 birds.
Babies.
Babies.
Kidding, cats.
Oh.
In a freezer. Why do you, these people, that's why I don't get in every house.
I'd rather have 28 dead babies than 28 dead cats.
Here we go, Mess says, I'd call Ghostbusters. Red Fox says, I was about to say that. Anyone that's around our age, whenever you hear, who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters!
Sorry. I love that. I need to watch that
I like
that
how
again.
The first one, the like main villain chick, her name was Dana.
Yeah. There is no Dana. Only Zool. And I'll rip your balls off. And your cats. So, I don't understand that. Like, whenever you find or you hear of a case of this, whenever we do it on the show, there's always dead animals in the freezer for some reason.
Like, maybe they're too lazy to bury them.
Well, the more I hear about these, the more I'm starting to think that, like, they have all these animals, and as they die, they start to put them in the freezer. But then the freezer gets full, right?
Right.
And then the overflow happens. And yeah, that's when shit hits the fan, if you will. Only because there's birds.
Right.
Shit.
Hitting the fan, literally. Yeah.
The live animals were taken to the Humane Society, of course, of Weld County, located in Evans. Quote, it was pretty overwhelming yesterday, says Elaine Hicks, the organization's exec direct. The Humane Society of Weld County cares for, on average, 150 animals a day. Excuse my face, at their facility. Court had more than half that number inside that house. Amazing. You had more disgusting human beings. Of the 52 cats taken to their facility, half are in good shape and will be ready for adoption in the near future. The remaining 26 cats are being kept in another portion of the facility because some have respiratory problems and some are feral. What's feral mean?
Crazy, evil, non-pettable.
Wild.
Yeah.
Wild thing. You make my heart sing. You dig everything. And you claw my belly.
A friend of mine, his mom used to work for the Catwoman shelter or whatever in Sarasota, Florida. And it was so cool. I could go in there. Like, she had a corner of all the feral cats in their separate cages and shit. But then she had, like, the normal cats that needed good homes and stuff, they were all cleaned up and fine and everything. And then she had the kittens in one big, like, corner. And I'd be like, okay, Kim, I'm gonna go chill over there in the corner. She's like, okay. And, like, seriously, I would be in that corner with those kittens for hours. Just, kittens are so amazingly fun. They're amusing as hell. They, like,
oh, yeah,
roll
don't chase anything.
Oh, it's so much fun. I love them.
Laser pointers.
Oh,
fucking
God.
Great. So in this house, look at me. In this house here, you could possibly perhaps say dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria.
No MDS, she has not.
Has not what?
Nothing.
Well, I'm going back.
Don't worry about it.
I'm going back up.
Most of the dogs are in fairly good shape, with the exception of a Mastiff mix that appears to be significantly underweight, which is more than we can say for the pet's owner. He should weigh probably 100 to 120 pounds, and my guess is he weighs about 50 to 60 pounds. Ugh. No one likes the look of an underweight Mastiff.
No.
Nobody.
Imagine my dog, all skin and bones.
It's a drum and bass song. Do I need to explain this to you? It's
what?
A drum and bass song my brother always used to mix, and me and Braden would love it. It was great. It was called Mass Hysteria. And it's that part in the Ghostbusters where Bill Murray's explaining things. He's like, big, giant things, this and that, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria! And then it just fucking... just disgusting. Awesome. And every time, we... You suck as a co-host.
What?
Braden.
I'm sorry. Braden. I don't know the things that your brother made.
Well, maybe you need to motherfucking ask somebody.
I'm asking you.
Ask Braden. I'm doing a show right
Braden's
now.
Braden's never around. He doesn't answer my phone calls because he divorced us.
Next time he wants you to buy him some beer, ask him. That was mean.
That was
ask
mean.
I'm sorry. But yeah.
Wasn't around for that. I'm sorry.
I know. I was banging my hand during those days. That is it for that story.
Are they getting charged with animal cruelty or anything?
Hicks says the situation should serve as a teaching moment for the community. FYI, you actually...
Hey guys, don't do this.
Don't do this. There definitely is a limit, and I understand in many cases like this, people think they're doing the right thing, and then... And then, they just become overwhelmed and don't know where to go for help. If only there was a society. Like,
really?
Oh, people.
Hey, I've got entirely too many cats. Can you guys take some? Yeah, sure, sure.
No, it's I'm just going to go throw them into the highway. It's cool. Hey,
we're
going to
give some lady brain damage and put her in a coma. What?
Check this out. This chick... She looks like she's about ready to get out of her car and chase these cats. Watch this. I'm going to wait for car to come. Murmur. Oh, shit. You see her fly?
Oh, my God.
Free to see the world. Oh, well. Well, that sucks for animals.
Yeah.
And people.
That was mostly an animal show.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sorry. That's just how... How they go.
MDS says, now you've been trained. If Matt ever says dogs and cats living together, scream out mass hysteria.
Dogs and cats living together.
At the top of your lung.
I just got to use...
You will be tested on an upcoming show.
But don't tell her which show. I just got a YouTube comment posted on the Jamhole Emo Poetry 21. The latest emo poetry.
Okay.
Jamhole.com/YouTube. One Adam 17 says... I know what up in that emo poetry.
Okay.
Holla at your boy. He knows what up.
He knows what's up?
Fucking A, he does.
All right.
Which one was that? Oh, the blow and the drugs and how life is awesome now. Yeah. Cool.
Sorry I didn't throw up a fourth time.
I'm not done with the show yet. I'm going to stretch this shit out till you do. No, because you did. You threw up like twice outside. You've been puking all fucking day.
Uh-huh.
I kind of wanted to do this cyberbullying story, but it's really long. Basically, don't cyberbully, because if you do, people will kill themselves. In real life, they won't just kill their Facebook account. They'll kill their real account. Their life account. And you know what happens when you lose your life account? You die.
Like D-E-D.
Like dead. D-E-D. Dead. All right. Well, you got anything else before we get out of here? Anything else you want to say?
Not really.
Blech. No? You good?
No, I think I'm okay for now.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us. I apologize for the show cutting out and for her vomiting.
I apologize.
Vomitus Maximus over there.
Yeah.
High five. Holla.
Sorry.
So, yes, we will talk to you guys.
But I am a trooper, though.
You are.
There's
you
no
did
sick
this
days
shit.
For the jam hole.
That's right. The jam hole gets no sick days. Fuck yeah.
Fuck, I do good.
Yeah, Red Fox says yes, you
I puke
are.
And I come back and I'm happy.
MDS,
I get a good mood.
MDS says this whole show is cyberbullying. Kind of.
We kind of are.
Yeah, we just like making fun of stupid shit.
Yeah, but how many people could go in there and vomit and then come back and do what I'm doing right now?
I
be
probably
happy.
Could, and you probably... See, I would have just did it right here and been like, this one is called... First bit... fun. But yeah, thank you guys so much for being with us. We will talk to you guys Wednesday.
That's our day.
For episode 228. What's happening Wednesday?
One, I'm going for my doctor's appointment for my colposcopy and my ultrasound. You are going to your doctor's appointment to get your STDs checked.
Thank you for donating. TheJamHole.com/donate. Real quick, if you haven't already, it is a new month. I know I said I wasn't going to do this, but Josh from Big Mouth Podcast is right. There are always new people looking at Podcast Alley, looking for new shows. TheJamHole.com/vote. Give us a vote. Boat.
Boat.
Hey,
boat.
I'll take a boat, too.
I'll take a boat, too.
I'm on a boat, son.
Like a two-horse motor, dude.
BigMousePodcast.com. Give them a vote, too. And until the other PG members, PGB members get
step
on their
up.
Shit, fuck them. But, yeah, thejaml.com/Twitter/YouTube/MySpace. We got all that
Danny.
Shit. You know what the fuck it is. Give us a call, 462-044-687. Leave us a message or email us info@thejaml.com. Thejaml.com is our site. We have a contest. This bad motherfucker loaded with Jam Hole episodes, with videos, with all sorts of other cool shit we are going to put on. We are giving this away. Thejamhole.com/contest. Check that shit out. $5
now,
per
what is
entry.
That?
It's an iPod. 120 gigs.
120
no
gigs?
No big deal.
Holy shit. And I understand it's going to be signed.
It might be. I have a Dremel tool I'm practicing with, so we might sign it, you know. I might trace my penis in the back of it. But yeah, thejamhole.com/contest, $5 an entry. As many entries as you want. We're getting quite a few entries, so it's not too late. We will talk to you guys Wednesday. Holla.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.